you know, National Friday, and, you know, people love French fries. Who doesn't? 800-682-1075. Tell us about the best fries in the area, the best fries to you in the Triad. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, who has the best fries in the area?
Hops. I think that their truffle fries are so delicious.
They are good.
Yes,
I love
they
fries.
Are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also have all sorts of different ones, but the buffalo fries, it's like buffalo sauce with blue, I know you don't like blue cheese, but blue cheese crumbles on it.
I do. Oh. Ever since I had
buffalo
Henry,
sauce.
I like the blue cheese now. But
yeah.
But the Hops also has the, maybe it is the truffle with Parmesan.
Oh,
yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are delicious.
My
gosh. Yeah.
My mouth just watered.
That's a good choice. Strong start. Let's go to Chris. Chris, who has the best fries in the Triad?
Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. They got the truffle Parmesan fries. Things are delicious, boy.
Yeah, they got good tater tots there too. That's a different subject, but
that's
yeah.
for a different day.
What is that place? For?
Bad Daddy's. It's Academy Sports.
Well, that's
I'm sure there's other ones, but the one in Greensboro. All right, Chris. Thank you. 800-682-1075. In your opinion, who has the best fries in the Triad? Ashley, who has the best fries?
I think Five Guys has the best fries.
Yeah, they're good.
Do you put vinegar on it?
I love, like, I call them squishy fries, where they're, like, really floppy. Those are my favorite.
Like,
and
I
Five Guys have those.
That's crazy. And, Jared, you just mentioned the vinegar. That is a humongous thing they do in Rhode Island.
Is it really?
It's their staple. It's
red wine or malt vinegar.
Yeah. Malt vinegar. I grew up with them. That's how everybody eats. There's always vinegar and anywhere you go to up in Rhode Island. And because it's kind of like salt and vinegar potato chips. It's
yes.
the same concept.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I first got turned on to stuff like that at Captain D's.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd have the fried fish, and you just put a bunch of vinegar on it.
Right on the fish.
And then you'd have a side of fries, so it got on the fries. I'm like, this ain't bad.
It's delicious.
This ain't bad, but I love it now.
Is there, you know, the peppers? It's not a sport pepper, I don't think, but they come in the long, skinny jar, and they're kind of
I know what you're talking
green.
About.
Oh!
And people put that on their
juice.
The juice.
It's a juice.
Yeah. They'll put that on their french fries and on their fish.
I haven't tried it on. I haven't done that.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
You should put it in chili or something.
Oh, okay. I see people do it on their
Steak and Shake used to have it at every table.
Yeah, and then we put it on their fries and stuff.
It's good.
I don't remember
what
it is.
What is that called? It's like almost like a clear Tabasco sauce in a way. But
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's very good.
All right, 800-682-1075. Who has the best fries? It can be a national chain. It could be a local place. Either one. Let's go to Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, the best ones are Mickey D's, baby. You put about 100 of those things in your mouth at one time.
Oh, yeah.
They do have good fries.
They have great fries.
They do.
As long as they're fresh. They have to be fresh, because when they get floppy, no thank you.
They're not good.
They do have great fries.
Mm-hmm. They're called, it's the Texas Pete pepper sauce.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, is what it's called.
And underrated. You never hear anybody talk about it, but anytime I see it anywhere, I'm like, ooh, give me some of that. Jason, who do you think has the best fries?
This is very important to me because fries are my second favorite food in America.
Yeah.
But, and I go through stages of different, I like different places. So I'm going to pick this place based upon because they have, you said fries.
Yes.
Fries.
Fries.
Yep.
Fries.
Yeah. When you go there, you have a choice of three different kind that you can choose. So I'm going to say Sammy Sliders because I like crinkle cut a lot. But then every once in a while, I like the natural cut or the hand cut. That's my thing. I love fries. It's my second favorite food. And the vinegar part, I put the vinegar on half and the ketchup on the other because I can't just do one or the other. I love fries. It's my favorite.
So you could almost take your popsicle theory and make it a french fry theory.
Yeah,
sometimes
you
want a crinkle. Sometimes you want a
hand cut.
A hand cut.
Sometimes you want the skinny ones.
The problem is I have no dedicated love for just one.
Oh,
I will tell you the ones
see.
I don't like as much that a lot of people do. It's very niche-y. The super skinny ones.
Oh,
don't like
yes.
I love them.
Those are my favorite too.
I like the. I'd rather have a steak fry over the thin fry.
No.
The wedges, I can't. I don't.
Well, I love them.
No.
I don't like french fries with skin on them.
No, I don't. No. Yeah, maybe.
Oh my
Wendy's
gosh.
Has a little skin on them, and that's fine with me. But like
I
the
love
wedges.
It.
Can't stand the wedges.
Negative.
See, I think potatoes are my favorite food. Is the foundation of my favorite food. So that's why fries are so good to me.
You can do a lot of things with them.
I love fries.
For me, I don't disagree with what anyone has said.
No.
As far as places with fries.
You just did.
No, I'm saying places.
Oh, okay.
Like the places I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I might not agree with the exact fry. But for me, Joey's Burgers, it's in Oak Ridge. I don't know. I get fries and then sometimes it's like the only place where I get fries, I'm like, can I get some more?
What are they like? Mm. Are they thin or?
They're kind of in the in between.
Okay.
They're kind of in between size. I don't know. Almost they're almost like a smaller steak fry in a way. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like yeah. half of a steak fry.
You but just it, said you didn't like that.
No,
though.
No, but because they're not as they're like half the size of those. It just reminds me of that.
Kind
of
like a Wendy's.
They're probably not. They're probably like a, they're more like Wendy's fries, kind of in a way.
Every once in a while, y'all do a seasoned fry?
Yes, oh, every yeah. once in a while. Okay. Every yeah, once in a while, I can get down.
What about Absolutely. You, Katie?
My favorite fries of all time at Sticks and Stones in Greensboro, they are the rosemary garlic fries.
Ooh, that
and
sounds
they're,
good.
Oh, so
I didn't know
good.
They had fries there.
Yes. They are thin, kind of like a McDonald's fry, but longer. And they're covered in the rosemary and the garlic. And I swear I thought maybe a little bit of Parmesan, but I might be confusing that. Mm. Anyway, they are hands down the best fries. You have to go in the rosemary, garlic,
Sounds
and sticks
delicious.
And stones.
So are they yeah. as thin as McDonald's, but not thinner?
They might be a little thinner.
Okay,
and
so
they're always crispy.
String fries.
String fries, yeah. always crispy, covered in delicious flavor.
All right, let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking about fries, Sounds do you so like good. The waffle fry at Chick-fil-A or not?
I do.
I think the waffle fry at Chick-fil-A is overrated.
No.
Yep.
No,
yep.
Katie.
And also because sometimes you get the butt and it's like all skin and I hate it.
How do you not like the skin is the most good. Healthiest part?
No,
I
don't like the butt.
I care about health.
I don't like the butt.
When I'm eating French fries, health
I'll eat the butt any day.
We know you like to eat butt.
Right. When I'm eating French fries, health is not at the top
right,
of my
Right, but I just like it.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't like
it. Do you not eat a baked potato? You don't eat the skin of the baked potato?
A baked potato is different to me because it's a baked potato. It's not a French okay. fry.
Right, it's different.
Yeah.
Really, it's, I mean.
It is different.
Yeah, it's like mashed potatoes are different than
yep.
a baked potato.
Yeah, because
I mean, they're different.
Off,
and
whatever.
I'll eat skin in my mashed potatoes, too, if, you know, then you make them that way. It's a French fry should be goldenly deep fried and delicious and crunchy. That's not what a baked potato is.
Exactly.
It doesn't always have to be crunchy. I love crunchy, but it doesn't always have to be, in my opinion.
We're all different.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We are all different.
Don't
I know
tell
so.
Me how I like my fries. Mm.
Well, a lot of you have your opinion on the best place to get fries in the Triad. Your phone call's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.